My name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video and podcast, How to Thrive and Prosper When Everyone Else is Struggling. We're going to give you another secret key of success to help you thrive and prosper on all levels, regardless of what insanity is going on in the world or even in your own life. And how to be happy every day, even if you're surrounded by gloomy gusses. And the key is always to look for and find good feeling thoughts and good feeling things to focus on. And pay no attention to what feels bad to think about and to look at and talk about. So enjoy my video and podcast, How to Thrive and Prosper When Everyone Else is Struggling. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video, please comment and share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings and check out my amazing array of supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at Zakiran.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. How to thrive and prosper when everyone else is struggling. If you truly want to thrive and prosper regardless of what insanity is happening in the world, the first thing you've got to do is stop paying any attention to what everyone else is doing. What is allegedly happening in the world that is being drummed up by the governments and the media, and what anyone else is doing anywhere on earth, whether they are struggling or thriving, is absolutely none of your business. What other people are doing, how they think, what they're doing, and how healthy or unhealthy they are, or how poor or prosperous they are, has nothing to do with you. And your empathy isn't helping them become happier and more empowered, which is what you want. If it feels bad to focus on the plight of others, then why are you doing it? And of course, it feels bad, so why? I mean, it always feels bad, so then you're focused upon, let me read that again. If it feels bad to focus on the plight of others, and of course it always does, then your focus upon their unfortunate experiences is not helping you in any way. The best way to help others, regardless of their circumstances, is for you to thrive regardless of what anyone else is doing. If you think you can help poor people become more prosperous by you empathizing with their lack of fortune, and therefore be poor financially yourself because you're focused upon someone else's lack, and if you think that you can somehow help them with your empathetic poverty, you are sadly mistaken. I see New Age, spiritually oriented people and religious oriented people who have erroneously been taught that money and wealth is somehow evil or bad, shy away from success, and even proudly proclaim their resistance to money and wealth and their supposed lack of desire for money, thinking that if they become wealthy, they would somehow be taking too much of the supposed limited supply of money or the stack, and therefore be depriving others of wealth. But you can't get poor enough to help poor people become wealthy. There's no such thing as a limit of wealth, just like there is no such thing as a limit of health. So just as this financial example, you can't get sick enough to help sick people become healthy. They are both ludicrous ideas. You cannot and do not create other people's reality for them. So, you being poor or wealthy, sick or healthy, it matters not to anyone else. And your greatest power of influence that you have upon others to help other people improve their lives and help other people thrive is for you to thrive yourself. If you want to help sick people be healthy, then be healthy yourself so that you show other people that achieving health can be done. And if you want poor people to become more prosperous, then be prosperous yourself so that you show other people that prosperity can be achieved. You do not help anyone to prosper if you are struggling yourself. You are not an optimal role model for anyone to follow, especially your children who are looking to you for guidance on how to thrive in the most optimal way. So it is your job to thrive on all levels so that your children and your family and your friends and society sees that not only is thriving possible, but it is definite. If you make the optimal decisions in life and guide your life in thriving and prosperous ways. And thriving is especially definite if you do whatever is necessary to ensure your daily happiness. Because the only reason anyone wants anything is to feel happy and feel good. So feeling good is always the most important thing. That should always be tops on your list of to-dos today. Top of my to-do list, feel happy, get happy, be happy. So why do you want money? Because it's fun to buy things with it. It's fun to do fun things with it. It feels good to have money. It feels good to do fun things. Why do you want that relationship? To feel good, to feel happy, to feel loved. Because it feels good to be loved. It feels good to have a playmate. It feels good to do fun things. Why do you want to be healthy? Because it feels good to be healthy. It feels good to be fit. It feels good. The only reason you want anything is to feel good. So just focus on feeling good and you will thrive. Focus on feeling good and you will be happy and prosperous and healthy, etc., etc. Focus on feeling good and thinking thoughts that feel good and taking actions that feel good, and you will become prosperous and wealthy and healthy, and your dreams literally will all come true, because the only reason you want those dreams in the first place and you want those dreams to come true is to feel good. So if you're feeling good, regardless if you have what you want or not, regardless if those dreams have come true or not yet, in a sense, your dreams have already come true. Wrap your head around that, because you're happy. That's why you wanted the dreams. That's why you want anything, is to be happy. So if you just get happy first, well then, vibrationally, your dreams have already come true. And what feels good? Thinking about what you want and appreciating things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Think about the delicious joy you will have when you are being, doing, or having what you want. And the things you want, that the things that feel good to think about them, will all come to you. They have to. So if you really want to help other people thrive and be healthy, happy, and prosperous, then see them that way. See them as being healthy, happy, and thriving and being prosperous. You are not helping people change and improve their lives by seeing them as they are and seeing them as poor and sick, etc., etc. And the same goes for you. You're not helping yourself by seeing yourself as poor and unhealthy. If you want change in your life, you've got to change things in your life. And you change things in your life by changing how you think. So if you want to thrive in life, you've got to see yourself thriving in life and think thriving type thoughts. It is time for you to thrive, not just survive. The immortal words of Zig Ziglar says it best. You were designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. Or in my words, you were born to win. You were designed to literally accomplish anything. You were engineered for success, to thrive and prosper and make your dreams come true. You are endowed with the seeds of greatness, and you have the power and the ability and the freedom to be, do, and have anything and everything you want. You have no limits except those limits you have convinced yourself to believe. You are an immortal, all-powerful, divine master of creation here on earth to accomplish great things, but mostly you are here for the joy of creation. So have fun. Life is a holiday, and life can be one long, non-stop vacation if you decide that you will settle for nothing less than complete joy, love, abundance, and freedom. And if that is the life for you, if you would like a life of non-stop fun, excitement, freedom, abundance, and adventure, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info, and I will show you how to create those wonderful things in your life. I will show you how to thrive and be happy and be immensely prosperous, regardless of what is going on in the world, and how to influence others, other people, with the example of your life by you leading a thriving, prosperous life, that they too can thrive and prosper, regardless of what's going on in the world, and that they too can help other people thrive, who help other people thrive, who help other people thrive, etc., etc., and together we can create a legacy of nonstop joy, abundance, well-being, and infinite blessings that goes on and on forever and ever. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to freedom. Thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. Please share this with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering goodies, more videos, more audios, more self-empowering yummy stuff at zakhyron.com to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!